Did you get to hear the comments of the Frank Luntz focus group panel after Tuesday night's GOP convention, specifically about the speech of Donald Trump Jr.? I was already familiar with Don Jr., but to these undecided people, which does mean mush for brains at this point, were shocked, utterly shocked. It was a fine speech, but what shocked these panelists was, and I'll paraphrase comments made on the air by them, his being a regular human being, his being humble, his not sounding like a spoiled rich kid, and, my favorite, his not being a cartoon character like his father. And that's the problem with Don's dad. He has created for himself an outsized character that to many is clownish, cartoonish, and boorish. Don Jr. seems the opposite of dear old dad, and this simply shocked viewers who only know Trump from, well, Trump. For once, the GOP nominee's main negatives are not, let me repeat, not a media creation. Such are a creation and often reinforced by Trump himself. The panelists seem much more ready to support Don Jr. for office than his dad, which demonstrates that given the right circumstances, being plain-spoken can be more effective without all the personality circus surrounding the message. I have my doubts about Donald Trump, but I've never doubted how well he raised his children to be serious, hard-working people without carrying an air of privilege or arrogance, as I've read about them for years in Forbes and other publications. They are a credit to him, and if he's elected president, should be a credit to the nation. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.